AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. People in Florida are cleaning up from what was Tropical Storm Hermine. The AP's Ed Donahue reports at least one person has died.
The big impact in Florida, storm surges and power outages in places like Tallahassee.
In the city's history, this may have been the most significant hit to our electric utility system, with over 80% of our system having been affected.
Mayor Andrew Gillum says it will take days to clean it all up. Governor Rick Scott got a look at the storm damage in Tallahassee. He talked to this woman.
We're from Miami, so this isn't as bad as what happened. We were in Andrew, so...
Oh, yeah, so this is nothing like that.
The last hurricane to strike Florida was a powerful Category 3, Wilma, in 2005. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Nebraska state senator who has admitted to having cyber sex on a state laptop with a woman he met online has refused to resign by Friday deadline set by a legislative committee. Senator Bill Kitner released a letter saying he believes many of his constituents wanted him to stay. Today's unemployment report shows a downshift in hiring last month. Even so, economist Gus Fauché with PNC Financial says that although the 151,000 jobs added is a modest figure, the overall economic outlook is good.
This was a little slower than what we've seen over the past couple of months, but it's still a very solid number, and it indicates that the economy continues to expand and the job market continues to improve.
Job gains slowed across most major industries, and employers cut workers in manufacturing, construction, and mining. Unemployment stayed at 4.9% for the third straight month. An explosion has killed at least 12 people and wounded at least 24 at a night market in the southern Philippines. This is AP Radio News. Mexico's president has been explaining why he met with Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump.
President Enrique Peña Nieto talked about the American candidate's platforms a day after the two met in the Mexican capital, saying Donald Trump's proposals represent a threat to the future of his country.
Porque sin duda en varias de las propuestas del candidato Trump.
Peña Nieto also told a town hall meeting that unlike what Trump said,
we did discuss the wall, we didn't discuss payment of the wall.
He told Trump there's no way Mexico will pay for a wall along the U.S. border. Peña Nieto defended his decision to hold the meeting, saying he felt it necessary to open a dialogue about the importance of the Mexico-U.S. relationship. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Thanks to Tropical Storm Hermine, UB40, the Wallflowers, and Cracker will play inside instead of outdoors at the American Music Festival in Virginia Beach, Virginia tomorrow. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.